This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Father God, we come before your presence as we honor and glorify you. We thank you for this day, and we thank you yet again for another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say and do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest. Truly, you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask it all. And it is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, my brothers and sisters in ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, and to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us, those that are watching by internet. We greet you yet again, and those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that's taken from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 17 through about 22. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 17 through 22. And when you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
Where we find these words which are recorded. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, God, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
Amen.
Thou knowest the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou have, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come, take up thy cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Thank you. You may be seated. And he was sad at that sin, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. I want to use our topic this morning, come as you are, but don't leave the way you come. Come as you are, but don't leave the way you came. In our last message, as we continue talking about basically a topic or a word called good, we shared a little bit how in the 100th Psalm, we talked about how we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And anytime we enter into the house of the Lord, there should be a joyful noise. Yeah. And in that message, I shared how in that last verse, it stated that the Lord is good. I shared how there was good news in that song. And I emphasized as I began the message by showing how God, after the created order was completed, God admired what he had created and said it was good. This morning, though, I want to explore how we as believers are to come to the Lord just as we are. But after we come to him, we should leave differently. Or we should leave better. There were many in the Bible who came to the Lord. There were many in the Bible who approached the Lord. There were many in the Bible who followed the Lord. But not all of them received what the Lord had to offer. Many of us who are believers know that the Lord came to bring us salvation. And how this salvation was a love gift from God the Father. And how Jesus shared the word of God, and many lives were impacted and many lives were changed. And I said that because if you hear the word of God, your life will be changed. You have heard me say on many occasions, come as you are. But Jesus said in Matthew, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. There is a cost in following the Lord. It has nothing to do with monetary gains. It has nothing to do with personality. It has everything to do with a unique and personal relationship with him. Jesus came into this world as the bread of life, as our bread of life, and the water of life as well. And he freely gives it to each and every one of us who is willing to accept him. And when we understand, my brothers and sisters, the sacrifices which Jesus made, we then understand the sacrifices we are to make in following him. Following Jesus is a sacrifice. Because the day you take up your cross and follow him, you're denying yourself of some things that we all love. That world is a mirror of everything that we have seen in our life because the world is the only thing we know. And so we embrace the things of the world versus spiritual things that we have not seen. And yet the Lord is saying, if you're going to follow me, you need to deny yourself. That's a sacrifice. How many times have we did our Daniel fast? And that is denying self some things. And how many are willing to deny for those days something that we said? Following Jesus requires us to sacrifice. Yes, even in our giving, it is a sacrifice because we are sacrificing what we have to give what he has already asked us to render to him or to his house. My brothers and sisters, I know our text is a very familiar text. Yet there are some treasures and truths this morning that we should that should help us and encourage us in our daily walk. Yeah. Or it should help us in our daily journey. What path or what journey are you on this morning? As you embrace a ministry which you know you already have because God has already given it to you. If we are disciples, we have a ministry. So the question is, what path are you on? Are you on that path that causes us to sacrifice our learning, causes us to sacrifice in our giving, causes us to sacrifice in our walk with Him? It is a sacrifice. And when you sacrifice in learning more about Him, you are on the right path and you're on the right journey. My brothers and sisters, everybody here has a journey. A journey which will lead us into the presence of the Lord. Mark tells us in this text how a rich young ruler came to Jesus asking him what good things he could do to inherit eternal life. There's the optimum word. What good things can I do to inherit eternal life? One of the problems was a question was within the question that he asked of Jesus. And the truth of the matter is there is no good things any of us can do to inherit eternal life. Let me repeat it. The truth of the matter is that there is no good things any of us can do to inherit eternal life. Pastor, but I do all of these things. I've done this and that. That has absolutely nothing to do with salvation. Salvation is a free gift. And this free gift was from God, which was established through His Son for those who repent and accept the completed work of His Son, Jesus the Christ. My brothers and sisters, what we were seeing here was something called work. It tells us that the rich young ruler was a wealthy man as well as a young man. It also tells us that his eyes were set on religious matters. He knew what was right versus what was wrong. And that's many of us. His eyes were set on the teacher, or his eyes were set on eternal life and good deeds. For he had the look of a seeker. He seemed willing to listen and eager to learn. He seemed to be a disciple in the making. His certificate was almost signed. But the rich young ruler's story had a dark ending. In spite of all of the good things, he was in church. Every Sunday at the temple, he was hearing the word, but there was something missing. What's missing in our life today? Many of us come and share, hear, participate in a worship service. What is in our pathway that we should embrace? And is our pathway God's way? Or is it our way? What is it that you're searching and seeking that would allow you to have an intimate and a personal relationship with the Lord? Or is it your way that would allow you to do it sometime and do other things other times? My brothers and sisters, the historical picture here tells us, or it revealed to us how Jesus was headed to Jerusalem to complete his assignment. When suddenly this young man came running towards him, kneeled before him, and began to ask the question. As Jesus looked at this young man, my brothers and sisters, he saw in him a promise, as well as a potential. Pastors see in some promises and potential. We see their ability, the expectation.